It's good to see all of you children here today. I want to thank you for coming. My, it's wonderful to come to church on Sabbath, isn't it? I want to ask you, does your mom and dad love you?
Yeah.
Yes. And who loves you even more than that? That's right, Jesus. And Jesus does love you very, very much. And so today, we're going to talk about how Jesus blessed the children. Look around behind you. Maybe you kids would like to sit over here so you can see the pictures. You see Jesus there? He is blessing the children. One day, the mothers brought the children to Jesus to have them to be blessed. And the disciple says, no, 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 you can't. He's too busy of a man. You can't go to see him. Oh, what did Jesus say?
He'll bring you up to heaven.
Yes, he'll bring you up to heaven. And he said, yes, I want to bless the children. Let them come to me. And so you can see how much Jesus loves children. In fact, we grown-ups have to even become like a little child so that we can be humble ourselves. And look at this picture here. There's angels there. Do you know that when you were born, Jesus assigned an angel to be with you all your life? And he's always there with you. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. And there's a Bible verse, and I claim it a lot. It's Psalms 34:7. It says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, that means that worship him and love him, and delivereth them. So I'm always claiming that verse is because Jesus will send the angels all around us. Just remember that. Look at this picture. This is a picture with Jesus holding a little girl. And this was on our, when I went to my home church, this was on the bulletin. And I have three great-granddaughters, and they said, Grandma, that little girl looks like you when you was a little girl. And I want to ask you, wouldn't you have liked to have been there and sat on Jesus' lap? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, you too.
All right. Okay, so I liked, when does Sabbath start? Does anybody know when the Sabbath starts?
Sundown?
Yeah, sundown on what day?
Friday.
That's it. Sundown starts on, Sabbath starts on sundown on Friday. And look at this picture. I used to have, I called it Shabbat, and I would prepare a dinner, and I would make the challah bread, and we'd eat the dinner there, and you see these children on both sides, and I'd have a Bible study, and those children, guess what? They knew all of the answers from the Bible. They raised their hands before any of the adults could even do it. And oh, look, I see Mary Wells there. Do you see her there too? Yeah, she came, and it was really nice. And who else do you see that comes to our church? Do you see Kathy Beam there? Yeah? And you know what? I think I might want to get back to that. Having Shabbat on Friday night, it was such a blessing. There would be sometimes 32 people there. And someone emailed me and they said, are you still having your Shabbat? We're from Canada and we want to come down in June. And I always made the challah bread. Look at this. And can someone lift that up for me? Thank you. Lift it up. No, lift the whole thing up. Lift the bread. Not the basket. Lift all of this up. Okay, this is called challah bread. Do you see? I know. It's braided. Well, the first time in San Diego that I wanted to Shabbat, I didn't know where to get the bread. And so I saw this Jewish man, and he had a hat on, tall, and he had little curls here. And I went up to him, and I said, where do you get your challah bread? And he said, at Vaughn's in the frozen department. Well, I bought it once, but it had eggs in it, and I thought, I don't want to eat that kind of bread. I'll make my own. It's whole wheat. So you're going to get to eat this bread at the potluck. And it's really good, let me tell you. Okay, so, oh, here is a blessing. Do you know that on every Friday night, the men, the father of the family, would come, and they would get the son. How about Jacob? Can you go over to your dad? And he is going to have a blessing.
May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. May God bless you and guard you. May the light of God shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you. May the presence of God be with you and give you peace.
All right. And for the girls, there's a blessing there too. Now you're going to put both of your hands on their heads and bless them.
May God make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. May God bless you and guard you. May the light of God shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you. May the presence of God be with you and give you peace.
Thank you. Amen. So I was in San Diego. Now my grandson, he's bigger than his dad. He's this tall. But I would go down there, and on Friday night, we would have, because his dad was a doctor and his dad had to work at the hospital, and we had the dinner, and then it was time to bless my grandson. And my son walked in just the right time, and I let him do the blessing, and after that, every night when they had their prayer, he said, "Dad, will you bless me? And I have a couple of gifts for you today. I have the blessing, and Hannah is going to pass it out to each one of you so that you can take it to your moms and dads, and they can bless you too. It's a scroll, and you know a long time ago, Bibles were in scrolls. And then also, Dakota is going to pass out. My son brought up some homegrown lemons. You can give each one, and you can take that to your moms, and they can make something for you, okay? And the rest will let the grown-ups have at the potluck. Some of them are really big. I want to thank you for coming, and then who would like to have the prayer? Come on. Jacob? Oh, Hannah. All right.
Wait, what? No.
You're going to have the prayer now.
Hi.
Okay. Here she goes.
Thank you. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Please bless us wherever we go, and thank you for us to learn more about you, and hope we will go to heaven and see you. We pray in your righteous name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you so much.